This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Adel and JPC.
Oh,
yeah.
Are we in trouble? No, the podcast is looking really clean. I feel ready for guests. Everyone ironed their clothes. Thank you. This time we look really presentable. I feel like the podcast smells nice. I feel better. Do you guys feel good?
JPC.
Yeah.
Aaron didn't notice that we crammed all the audio underneath the bed. We got away with it.
Stop talking about it. You should know.
Let me just check under the bed. The podcast bed.
Hey, Aaron. Hey, Aaron. Look at my dance. Look at my dance. Ooh, yeah. Dancing real hard. Dance.
Your dance is drawing even more attention to the bed.
Aaron, your parents were involved in a murder.
Good for them. Checks under bed.
No. Ooh.
Okay,
you all gone.
I shoved all the puns and audios I was going to do underneath.
Oh, no, there it is. You're right. There it is. It's all there.
Oh, our guests are here, so be on your best behavior.
Oh, let me come downstairs in my little sailor suit and announce myself. I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm also in a little sailor suit. My name is Aaron.
Ooh, you on leave, you two?
They're here.
Calm down. These are little sailors.
Little tiny sailors, so I expect little tiny curse words.
And I'm the Commodore. And I'm in a big boy sailor suit.
Please welcome our guest today. First time on the podcast. We are such big fans of their podcast. We've all guested on it. The show Mega, please subscribe. Please listen to it. I have to admit a dirty little secret. Which is, I'm subscribed, and every time it pops up in my little podcast feed while it's downloading, I think to myself, Mega, and I laugh very hard.
Right.
We need to get you to do a little tag at the beginning of every episode of just a random voice from the ether saying, Mega.
Mega.
We do, for Hey Riddle Riddle, we do one, I don't know if you've heard it, where I come on, I go, Hey Riddle Riddle. It's in the game.
Yeah.
But Aaron and JPC voted that one out. So
he's on fire.
Like
no, I'm sorry. He's fired from this job.
Oh, no. Thank you two so much for being here.
Such a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. We love you guys. All very funny. Three episodes of Mega we were just reminiscing about. And we can't wait to riddle around.
Yeah,
riddle around? Is that what you do?
That's the right term. So Greg has Holly Laurent. What is your relationship with riddles,
each other,
and with each other. I've heard rumors you're married, but I can't tell. You've never kissed in my presence.
Rumors are true. We've never kissed.
We have a kissless marriage.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've heard of this.
So
it works
cold.
For us.
It's good. It's good. We also don't have children,
we're on TikTok.
So it's okay.
We've heard
to not
of that.
Kiss.
We've all heard of
that. Yeah.
What is our relationship with riddles? Well, we are married, and you know, marriage is the greatest riddle, as they say. I don't really. I mean, okay. I will tell you that my relationship with riddles is always, I'm a little scared because I have a brain that isn't very logical. And so riddles to me, I always end up going down the complete wrong wormhole of any sort. Any person who made a riddle that was trying to put a red herring in there to distract someone, I'm going to be feasting on that fish. So I'm not that good at riddles, but I'm going to try so hard.
I'm really surprised you think you're not good at that. I think riddles are like an intelligence thing, and I think you have that type of intelligence.
Yeah, I don't. I'm good at crossword puzzles.
Yeah,
but,
you do crossword.
Yeah, Greg. The riddle stuff, I just, you know.
Well, we didn't ask about that, Greg. Now you're just bragging.
Yeah, I'm so I can like do the Sunday crossword like in, I mean, like 3 to 5 minutes. So.
Okay, what did you get on your SATs, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, that's weird that Aaron would ask me that. It's not like I texted her before, but, you know, back when I did the SATs, you know, I did get a 1700.
What? I don't know. I think that might be bad.
I don't know.
Oh, no,
this shows our age difference. I think when I did the SATs, it was 1600 was the top. And yeah. So 1700, I think, by today's standards is very bad.
I think you're legally dead.
Yeah.
Now, Greg, definitely. I do have to mention you are, I think, an original member of Improvised Shakespeare, right?
I am, yeah.
So in Improvised Shakespeare, anytime I watch y'all, it feels like a riddle in terms of you all talking in that Shakespearean language.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I feel like a lot of riddles we stumble upon have those thous and thines and that yeah. kind of flowery floral language. So I feel like you're going to do better than you think.
Yeah. Well, do you want me to go put on sort of a pirate looking shirt and pull up some soccer socks and act like, you know, I'm a fancy lad or something? Like, I think that's basically Improvised Shakespeare is some guys in soccer socks talking fancy. Well, that's good. The more these and thous and nines, I can fucks with that.
We also want you to be speaking in quadrameter the whole time.
Or quadrameter?
What am I saying?
Well, quadrameter is Dr. Seuss, so I can definitely do that. And pentameter is Shakespeare,
pentameter.
And we very rarely ever do pentameter because it's so much harder to rhyme that way. So.
I think pentameter came to my college and sang a cappella, right?
Oh, they were so good.
Yeah, they were
so good.
Yeah. Them in a hole in the head, because everybody needs another improv group or another improv group like they need a hole in the head or a cappella group.
Holly, what is your relationship with riddles and puzzles?
Frodo and Gollum. when like Frodo had to answer a riddle for his life, right?
Okay.
Do you remember?
Yes. I remember it in the Hobbit riddles. I don't know if I remember the Lord of the Rings riddles.
Oh yeah, I think maybe it was Hobbit.
That's Bilbo.
Maybe it was Bilbo. Yeah, where Bilbo was talking to Gollum, and he was like, "What has he got in his pockets?" Is
yep.
And yep. Bilbo yep. ends up screaming, "String or nothing." But it was the ring, right?
Can I just say that's how I order at a restaurant? I'm like, I don't need to see the menu. String or nothing.
Mm-hmm. It's how I approach cheese.
Yeah. quite the incident.
And what was the other one? Remember the story we had as kids where the trolls were under the bridge and you had to answer the riddle
to get Billy Goat's Gruff.
Yeah, Billy Goat's Gruff.
Oh, yeah.
Those two things are my entire experience with riddles.
It's really okay if you guys want to uninvite us now off of the podcast where you're just like, this is not going to work.
I don't know. I mean, I still think it would be awkward to do that. I've tried a couple of times with guests, and I don't think it's ever gone well. I love you, Greg, for saying it, but it's such a weird thing to do.
I'll just give you the out.
We had a guest a few weeks ago, and they didn't do well with riddles. And then JPC contacted them and said, I'm so sorry, your audio was corrupted. And they said, no, it wasn't. And he goes, no, you're right. We lost your audio. And he goes, no, you didn't. And so we just aired it. So we hate confrontation here. We're very Midwestern.
I'll try twice. I will try twice to kick someone off the show. And if they say no twice, I'm fucked. They're on.
Oh, I cannot wait to hear what this email is going to be that we get after this. Really,
you better good. You just better say our audio got COVID.
Yeah. We're going to say we actually went through a tunnel. That's what we're going to do in about 5 minutes. We're losing our connection, guys. We're going through a tunnel.
Going into a canyon.
I can tell you're not on your phones, though. I can see you.
I'm looking at you.
crunch.
Aaron, I want to carve out a little time. Aaron is actually old man puzzles today, but I want to carve out a little time for you up top, because I know I believe you've mentioned it on this podcast, that the best show you've ever seen involved Holly Laurent and was it Katie Rich?
Yeah. I mentioned that when I went on Mega.
That's so sweet.
I mean, I told Greg that before I moved to Chicago, I watched a ton of improv shows on YouTube with him in it, and Holly, The Reckoning. And so I was like really influential. And then I saw Katie and Holly do a show where one of them played a teacher, and it was the funniest improv show I've ever seen. And it made the whole audience cry. It was so good.
to laugh and cry, man. Now we're hitting it out of the park.
Usually,
well,
if you're crying at an improv show, it's a terrible sign. and most people do.
That means so much to me.
Including my parents every time they came to one of my shows.
I disagree. I think an improv show is the perfect place to break up with someone because you can slip it in and then the show starts and now they're having a great time. So
this
no
dude
one's mad.
Is talking from experience. I can tell.
Uh-huh.
Can we get a suggestion of anything at all? Katie, we're over. I heard Katie, we're over.
Well, I'm going to start with some non-heartbreaker riddles. I think these are just going to be fun. This sort of feels like we're easing our way into it. This is a listener submitted. Oops. Already
no, that's a new term.
That's a new word.
These are from Aaron B., and their pronouns are they, them. And these are movie pun riddles.
Ooh.
So, Adel, you can sweep those puns back from under the bed.
Here's where I come alive. Thank you.
I'm going to give you an example first, and then we're going to do some of them.
Great.
A gun that you apply directly to the skin would be
a topical gun.
A topical gun. So it's like kind of the movie title, but it's also kind of a pun.
Okay.
So instead of Top Gun, it's topical gun.
Top Gun, the most erotic movie of all time.
Oh, you said topical gun 3 or 4 times, and I still could not get what movie we were talking about. So
yeah, that's a good
not
sign
gonna
for
be
me.
Great at this game.
Because I was just over here going, Die Hard? Die Hard. Die Hard.
Yeah, give me a few more line readings of Die Hard. Yeah.
Hard works, Die still not working.
Well, I mean, there's no elegant
wrong
transition
way to
into this now. Okay. Okay. Same difficulty, fewer calories.
Same
difficulty, fewer calories.
And your hint is you just said this movie.
Die Hard. Diet Hard.
Diet hard.
Oh, Adel.
Oh,
but
nice.
I said that one.
Sorry, John McClane.
Greg, I think you get the points for that. That's crazy that you said the movie I was going to say next.
Yes. Okay, great. Some 100 points for me.
Yeah.
I think Greg's Zion B. Or what was Aaron B? Sorry.
Aaron B, yep. It's a baby bear that's always ready for a scuffle.
Fight Cub. Fight Cubby.
Yeah, Fight Cub. Fight Cub. That was good.
Man.
Adel, you're showing off.
I'm impressed. Are bears non-monogamous? I don't know about this.
That's a really good question.
Bears, I don't believe, are monogamous.
Here's what I think. They make such a big deal about penguins and lobsters loving and mating for life that makes it feel like all other animals are, it's just a fuck fest. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't make such a big deal out of it if it wasn't just those two species.
And Canada geese. Sorry to tell you.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Canada geese?
Canada geese also mate for life. I know this because, well, I actually don't want to say why I know this.
Why?
Because you
killed one?
I killed one when I was a young hunting lad. And then this got dark.
And then someone told you that you just killed someone's
And then the other
partner?
One flew around.
Oh, no.
Talk about making Holly cry.
Oh, no.
We said, oh, no, in unison. Now you pass the pain on.
Yeah,
you know what? I bet that bird wrote a really beautiful album. I bet they turned their pain into something.
Thank you, Aaron. I think that's right. Sometimes you have to give pain to people so that they can take... give pain to birds so that they can make something beautiful out of it. And
it
I think that's exactly what it did.
It can truly be a gift for them.
Yeah. Can I actually see the quickest of scenes? If it's okay, Greg, if this is too much for you, just let me know.
Okay.
Greg, do you mind being Greg? And Aaron, you're the goose that was shot and killed by young Greg. And you're both in heaven, and Greg is apologizing.
And should I do my voice that I actually sounded like when I was a kid?
Please,
I think it's best you do.
Definitely.
Okay. How you doing? I'm new here in heaven. My name's Greg.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, shoot. Oh, shoot. I know you. I recognize you. Okay, shoot.
Did you... I have one question right out of the gate. Did you take care of my wife?
Okay.
Did you leave her with any money or food?
Shoot. Money? Dude, geese need money. Okay, shoot. Okay, I'll leave you with one little thing.
Sorry, I'm an angel here. Can you not say the method in which you killed someone here in heaven?
So can
you say like rats or drat or something like that?
Okay. Oh, yes. Rats. I mean, I did kill a lot of rats too. So, I mean, that might be little awkward if any of those guys show up.
Just say darn it.
Okay, darn
what,
it.
What do you mean, those guys?
Okay, there we... That
we're down here, and yes, yeah. We're in heaven as well.
Yeah, I did. I also offed some of these some bitches when I was a little younger,
Thank
too.
Thank you. That's what we respect.
Hey, y'all, I'm serious. I only did this because I wanted to be closer to my dad.
Oh, that is sad. Okay, that is sad.
It is. So I just wanted, really you know, when you're sort of pressured as you're younger to have some bonding experience with your father, but it involves killing animals and you don't really want to do it, but I just did it because I, that was kind of what you did where I'm from.
Yeah, I think that was my big question is how are you here, not in hell? And now I know.
Well, yeah, no, actually, Goose, I should say something. This is actually Bring Your Killer to Heaven Day. So this is when we bring whoever killed you to heaven just to kind of make amends.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, let me show you where I work, buddy.
Oh, my goodness. This is nice. What is this?
This is my desk.
Oh, my God. A cubicle? You get a nice cubicle in heaven? Uh-huh. This is in a phone.
How about you just pop up on this chair?
Oh,
and
my
you can
goodness.
Just, you can color, and I'm going to get some work done.
Do y'all have Slack here?
Yep.
Oh, I would love to put some fun GIFs into the Slack feed.
Go for it. All right, scene. I think we healed Greg.
I think we did.
Do you feel better?
I think we skewered corporate culture too. Wow, we really took it to them.
Speaking of corporate culture, it's so fascinating that 12-year-old Greg sounds like a manager at a Cracker Barrel.
Hey, there was a road that I didn't take that led straight to being a manager at a Cracker Barrel.
That was the clearest path for you. You could literally see the Cracker Barrel at the end of it. It was such a clear path.
One was improv and one was managing a Cracker Barrel. And honestly, I chose wrong. I can honestly say that.
I served tables at a Cracker Barrel.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I did. Until the day a woman barfed on my kids and I walked out. It feels so good to walk out of a job.
And Holly has an accent. Your children, right? Your kids?
Yeah.
Barfed all over your kids.
Oh, no. Oh, cat.
Oh, no, my kids.
But you have an accent, right? So your children.
I felt it dropping on the top of my little canvas shoe, and the woman took her napkin, wiped one corner of her mouth, the other corner, and goes, oh, I feel much better. I might do the peach cobbler. And I walked out to my car, and it felt so good. I think it's the only time I've ever walked out of a job.
Holly, I got to be honest. You keep saying that you felt so good walking out, but the story is literally about someone barfing on your feet. So I think that maybe you've discovered that something actually feels pretty good, and it's not the walking out.
Ooh, I just found a new proclivity. Ooh, I got a kink, y'all.
That sounds so much like an early 90s Nickelodeon toy, like barf shoes.
How many barfs can you get on how many pairs of shoes?
Yeah. Someone barfed on my shoes and I've never felt better quitting a job. I've quit other jobs since and it didn't really scratch the same itch.
I've never been as turned on as I was that day.
Nah, dang it. Whoops.
All right, here we go. This is, again, you accidentally predicted this. When I got my fancy flightless birds back from the dry cleaners, they were far too stiff for my liking.
Broken eagle.
Dodo. Ostrich. Ostrich.
They made
rich.
For life.
They made for penguin. Starch of the penguins.
Starch of the penguins.
So wow. Close.
Give it to Greg. Cut out my audio. Give it to Greg.
Hold on.
Just cut out
Greg's Adel. Greg's just saying the things that Adel's saying.
I'm just saying them a slight, as he starts to say it, then I try to come in slightly faster and then we can blame it on the Zoom.
He's doing
I'd like
it
to
in,
see a scene.
In a NASCAR world, he's doing what we call drafting.
Adel and Greg, you are two penguin dads sitting on eggs and you're sort of just shooting the shit.
Yeah, like I was telling you, I walked about 20 miles, found some grub, and I gotta tell you, it is cold out there. How you doing, Terry?
Hey, what's going on, Jim? Nice day today.
Oh, beautiful day. A little cold. How's the egg doing?
You know, it's doing okay. It's this one, you know, after year in and year out, some are good, some are bad. I got to tell you, when I look at this one, I mean, take a look at this freaking thing. I mean, have you ever seen an egg look like that?
It's a little wonky.
It's a little wonky. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. It's a freaking square.
It's. I didn't want to say it. First, freaking, you know, the other dads are saying that you carved it out of a piece of wood.
Okay, who's saying that?
I don't want to bust balls. I don't want to throw anyone under the bus. I mean, it is the egg
is. You can't bust balls because our balls are completely internal, and you know that.
Oh, I didn't. You know, the other day
we mate for life, and our balls are internal. Everybody knows that about penguins.
Holy shit! The other day, I got in a bar fight. Guy kicked me square in the nuts. Didn't feel a thing, and I was like, I think I'm tough. Turns out.
Yeah, that's the ball. Our balls are completely internal. In fact, we have like a little feather pocket, and what we do is we just line up our holes when we go to meet.
Wow. Hey, Terry, I do have to ask you, and this is something I ask you every week when we hang out.
Oh,
because of the square egg that looks like a chunk of wood with a knot in it, and because you know so much about us, I have to ask you, like I do every week again, are you a scientist here in a penguin suit studying us?
Why do you assholes keep saying that? I just don't get it. Look,
okay,
Spock,
okay.
Spock, I fly around. I mean, I walk around.
You what? You walk around. Yeah.
I mean, I walk around. I eat the freaking fish. I mean, I sit on this thing. I sleep with my wife. You know, I sleep with my wife.
Oh, you've told me. You've told me.
I mean, we really get nasty. So, okay. And we've been together forever. So,
I'm
not a scientist.
Kyle, we gotta pull you out of there. You've been there 2 years. What? There's no more to study, man.
I'm so close.
I ask you this every week, but I'm gonna ask you one more time. Did you fall in love with your penguin wife, and did you fall in love with being a penguin? Or are you
Tanya,
still studying?
Please,
them?
You don't understand their ways. I've figured it out. They sort of talk like they're from the south side of Chicago. They don't even know that their testicles aren't distended. They've bought into the fact that I could have a square egg. I'm telling you.
All right, just leave. Just walk away. Just walk away. Just leave.
You think I can walk away from this?
You said you wanted to meet with me. You know, I think we got to hurry because you know the polars are all about, and we know that da bears are a little scary this time of year. So what do you want to meet about?
We're best friends, right? I can tell you anything.
Absolutely, tell me anything and everything.
I'm going to show you something right now that's going to freak you out. All right?
It's not going to be pictures of you and your wife getting nasty, is it?
I showed you those already. No, this is real. This is friend to friend, soulmate kind of stuff. Okay.
Okay.
We're best friends for life, right?
BFF, show me. I can't comprehend what I'm looking at. Terry, you just took off your head and there's another head underneath. Are you a magician?
Jesus Christ. These birds really do have bird brains.
Let's get some Portillo's. Scene.
Ooh, Portillo sounds good.
Yeah, I know. All of a sudden I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. They said he was too pretty to succeed at Harvard Spy School, but they were wrong.
Harvard Spy School?
This
fit,
one's fun.
Smart.
They said he was too pretty, so handsome.
No, they said he was too. So the movie is about someone they think is too pretty to succeed at Harvard Law School.
Oh, legally, legally. Wait,
And then
legally
a famous
bond?
Spy.
Oh,
legally bond.
Legally bond.
Wow. Did I say bombed and not bond? Oh my God. Jettison me off of this podcast that I would say bombed and not bond.
And we're
going
to throw you into space. All right. We threw Greg into space. And now Greg's in space.
The name's Bond, James Bond. I went to school in Boston.
What? Like it's hard?
These all feel like adjacent to like easily reachable, but there's something about them that my brain feels like I'm translating it out of a language that I know back into the language that I know. Like,
yes.
It's they're all just out of reach for me. I don't like what this is doing to my head.
Here's another one that I think will truly destroy you.
Okay.
She was finally a teenager and she was ready to inflict some pain.
13 going
Eighth
on
blade.
30.
Okay, how did you get that so fast?
Wait. Whoa.
13 going. It's 13 going on Hurdy, which I went, no one's going to get this.
Is that right?
Because that's
Holly
absurd.
Said Eighth Blade, which actually I was like, I think Eighth
works.
Blade works better.
Yeah.
That, it does work better. And no one should have gotten 13 going on Hurdy. And somehow JPC got it at the speed of light.
Look, I'll tell you what. Couldn't be more disappointed in myself for getting that.
Guys, call his dad. Pick up the red phone.
Truly, I dissociated for a second when I came up with that answer.
What if you and your dad went hunting tomorrow? Then you could disappoint him like I did.
You know, after having the lifetime of experiences that I've had with my dad, I don't like the kind of hunting that we would go on together.
Human?
The most dangerous dad.
Vincent Swallow's made-up stories.
Vincent Swallow's?
Vincent Swallow's made-up stories?
Vincent Swallow's made-up stories.
Fuck is Vincent Swallow's?
So is this something to do with birds? So this would be... No, okay. I'm out.
Swallow's something, is like swallowing.
Something... Oh, something tails?
Mm-mm.
Is this... Why is Vincent important, though? What Vincents do I know?
Price? Oh, price? The price is wrong.
Van Gogh?
What's a made-up story? What do you call it when it's
all
made
of them?
Up? Yeah,
a lie.
Yeah, no, the one it's like completely made up. Fiction.
Oh,
yep.
A big fish.
Fiction.
Big fish. Pig.
So
fish.
Fiction is the second word.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's gonna be something. It's like Pulp Fiction, but Vincent Swallow. Gulp Fiction.
Gulp Fiction.
Gulp.
I actually do think I beat him on that one.
Yeah, I'll give it to Greg on that one because it obviously came in a second earlier than Adel's.
Yeah. I have my freaking internet, guys. If I had all these
these wires,
it's such true. A slow
all
freaking
these wires.
Spectrum.
When you
I was trying to do the AOL startup sign, the sound, and I think I accidentally just did a corn song.
That truly was a little bit of freaking. Whoa, it's wild. Adel, as you were doing that, a bullet just started whizzing back and forth between your walls, and it's just covered in little holes now.
Okay, so corn song, but it's when you try and purchase or loan an abode. Freak on a lease.
Freak on a lease.
Pretty good. Very, okay. Very good. But it kind of sounded like Cookie Monster to me, so I was going through all my Sesame Street references.
Okay. We'll do two more. When you find a skeleton in JPC's home state, those are?
So JPC's from Indiana, we should mention.
Yes. Okay.
Skeletons are made of bones. We should mention that as well. And then Adel and I will stop talking, and we'll just say those two
bones.
Things.
Bones? Closures?
He's
Dad, I haven't talked to you in a while, and I need to get closure. is there a movie
Closures.
Called, is there a movie called Gary, Indiana? Because it might be Barry, Indiana.
Oh.
Is that
guys,
a movie?
It's literally Indiana Bones.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
Truly, Adel said Indiana and I said Bones, and then I was like, well, and then we're done saying words, and then everyone was like, what the fuck could it be?
Well, the other ones have been so like complex that I was like, I was making it harder than it needed to be.
Hey, man, it's 13 going on Hurdy all over again. I don't know why I keep getting these, but now my brain has attuned to it, and I'm at the exact same rhythm. I'm
yeah, you're at peak performance now.
All right, last one, JPC. Let's see if you can get it really quickly.
Easy.
All right. You and a stylish, undead man can both see a tiny piece of wood stuck in someone's finger.
Zombie splinter.
Zombie.
The second word you just said is the first word of.
Okay.
Oh, splinter hands. Edward Splinter hands.
Okay.
Edward Splinter hands.
Okay, Ollie, take all my money and
Edward
make that.
Splinter hands.
I want to see
Edward Splinter hands is kind of a better movie if you
yeah,
think about it.
It makes
it
kind of incredible.
Much more relatable.
He doesn't. He can't touch anything, but every time he touches things, he gets
he's
splinters.
Like, fuck.
And his creator, which is Vincent Price, aforementioned Vincent Price, he's like, I handed you metal. What? How are you doing this? I want to see a scene. Holly, you are sort of a small town rich person who's bored and who dabbles in their laboratory in their castle. And you've created this brand new creature that you want to be human-like, that you want to be your friend. Aaron, you are Edward Splinterhands.
Good morning, darling. Are you awake?
It's going to hurt to put hand sanitizer on so much.
Here,
why did you do this to me? I'm a freak.
No, you're beautiful. You're beautiful. Now sit up and swing your legs over the edge of the bed and stand, darling.
Why do I have such a scary haircut?
Oh, that's how all the kids are wearing it nowadays. It's fashionable, darling. Now here, let me look at those little fingers. Oh, they're beautiful.
Ow.
They're perfect. Oh, ow. They're perfect. That just makes you feel alive, honey. You're alive.
It, like, hurts, but it's more of, like a throbbing. It's, like, kind of hurts. It's more stings. It's not terrible pain. Please, please take these splinters out.
I would, but I don't have my reading glasses, and I can't see a thing. Now, let's have lunch. I let you sleep in.
Bang, 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 bang on the door.
Oh, 1 second. Hello?
I'm the mayor of this town, and we don't want splinter hands in there. Splinter hands is ruining all the children want splinters in their hands now.
Bang, no, bang, bang on the door, baby.
Oh, no. Tin Roof, get in here.
Sorry, we're having a little party down the street. It's a bar mitzvah, and we've got a great band. What we're saying is we don't want any of these kids. We don't want splinter hands in here because all the kids at the bar mitzvah want splinters in their hands. Do you know how hard it is to get splinters out of kids' hands?
Well, yes, especially if you don't have on your reading glasses. Here, come here, splinter hands. Do you want to go down to the party, to the bar mitzvah, and show the kids what terrible pain it is so that they leave us alone?
Yes, and then I'm going to fall in love with Winona Ryder.
Yes. Ooh, is she there? Is she at the party?
She's always there. She won't not.
Did
come
you
to
leave
a bar
her
mitzvah.
There? She's going to steal all the food.
Oh, that is true.
You
We've
can't leave her alone there.
And the scene. She's a great actress.
Really fantastic, especially recently.
Same.
I don't remember much about that movie. I was like, oh, fuck. Did they love him or hate him? I don't remember.
I think
they
all
loved
the,
him and then they hated him.
Yeah, I think all the... There's a weird subplot where all the sort of town... I don't know what you'd call it. Like, all the community single women were, like, obsessed with him and trying to sleep with him.
Yeah.
Right? It's kind of weird.
Aaron, you did remember the most important detail, which is that he has a fucked up haircut.
Yeah. That's sort of the plot of all the Tim Burton movies. They're like,
no
the guy with the fucked up haircut... slashes people's necks. A guy with a fucked up haircut.
Same premise for all David Lynch movies.
Yeah.
I'm older than you all, but I think this is right. When Edward Scissorhands came out, I think there were McDonald's toys for Edward Scissorhands, and it is decidedly not a children's movie.
What?
Oh, I'm Googling it.
Can we Google that? Yes. This is like in my memory somehow, and I feel like you could get a figurine of Edward Scissorhands at McDonald's.
That is a wild crossover. Unexpected. Very unexpected.
Somebody inside the toy world of McDonald's was like, this cutting social satire needs to be placed into the hands of children so that they can really escape suburbia.
Isn't like Anthony Michael Hall maybe, who's like the bully boyfriend, and he sticks his scissors through him and like lifts him in the air while his scissors are through his stomach and sternum and like throws him off a house or something? That's a
maybe if this is a McDonald's toy, now that you're saying this, I will be shocked and astounded. But I really feel like it was.
I remember
Big McDonald's wiped it from the internet somehow if it was. They tried
I think
it would be there.
When Burger King had like the Donnie Darko original soundtrack in with all of their meals, that was fucked up too. And that maybe was only one Burger King that I kept going to. And
I ate a Whopper and cried so hard because I was like, all around me are familiar ketchups. It was so sad. So sad.
That would be really great if what I'm remembering is just a guy that owned a McDonald's franchise in my weird town decided that he was going to put Edward Scissorhands toys in meals. Because at that time, you know, the 90s was a wild time. You could own a McDonald's outright and just, you know, as long as you knew how to make the burgers, you could do whatever you wanted that puppy.
Hey, you're a franchisee. Go for it.
Hey, we all grew up going to Arby's and getting condoms in our bags, right?
Oh, definitely.
Right, everyone?
That's universal, right?
Yeah.
Arby's had nunchucks.
When did McDonald's stop, like, making toys that people cared about? Because I remember, like, when they had mini Beanie Babies, those were sold out everywhere.
I think when that big cold snap killed off all of their elves.
Absolutely. You're thinking of Keebler.
Thank you.
They used to have Muppet toys, and there was like a Kermit with a little skateboard that went in his feet, and I remember playing with that ad nauseum. It was such a good toy. Mm.
I remember wanting one of the little camera toys. They had like these little camera toys, but no one cares anymore about those.
I think last thing I saw was they had packs of like Pokemon cards, where it's like, this seems geared for a much older audience.
Yeah. And you have to eat at McDonald's to get that stuff, which I'm hoping now people realize you just shouldn't do, but yeah. Maybe they don't. Do we like McDonald's?
I only eat it when I smell it. If I smell it, I have to eat it.
You got to get a fry at
Aaron,
least.
It's everywhere. You
can a lot of that stuff kind of went away as soon as people realized they could get Pornhub on their phones.
Isn't that right? It's so true.
It's true. Sorry. Bye, so true. Bye, society.
I went to get some Szechuan sauce and then go to Twitter and just rail against Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
So the answer to our final riddle was, I don't think you're going to get it. It's too hard.
Oh, wait,
Splinter View with a vampire.
Wow.
Oh. Whoa, Jesus.
What was the clue again?
That's a really good question. You and a stylish undead man can both see a tiny piece of wood stuck in someone's finger.
Oh.
That's pretty
good. That one's really hard.
Interview. I don't. Okay.
I like that. I like this game.
Yeah, it's good.
I like this game.
We started to get good at it.
Like
those are
game.
Our last riddles from Aaron B. So we're moving on. Should we go to a break or should we?
Aaron, you're in charge. You decide. But
yeah, Aaron, we can't help you.
But one of the choices is wrong.
Okay, I see a clear path to a Cracker Barrel, and I'm going to take that path, and that's the break.
We'll be right back with more cinnamon apples and rugs that are checkerboards,
cinnamon brooms, and rocking chairs,
and that triangle game with
the pegs.
Golf tees.
Love that game.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut? Would you new makeup? What's going on?
No. I added new photos to my aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay,
we just gotta wait a second.
This is. You taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love aura frames. And aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so... This is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party. Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
So I'm jumping this golf tee over this one, and I have finished the Cracker Barrel peg game with only one tee left, which means...
Holy shit.
Yes.
Oh,
my kids.
I think I could go for some cobbler still.
Okay, we have a berry crumble or we have the classic peach.
I'll go for Peach.
And this she's going to need a cobbler for those shoes.
Damn.
In this universe, I stay working at Cracker Barrel, and my life goes in a completely different direction.
Yeah,
you guys would have still met.
You're married.
Yeah,
to,
we would have met. We would have met by the candy and the handguns or whatever else you can buy there. A dulcimer and some rock candy.
Mm-hmm.
Holly, in that universe, you're married to Grog Hoos.
I know.
Hey, y'all, I'm Grog, and I manage this Cracker Barrel. Would you like an Edward Scissorhand figurine? I'm selling them.
You're still wearing the soccer socks and the pirate shirt somehow?
Totally. Totally.
There's no universe in which that uniform didn't find you.
Oh, that's so sad.
Sell candles at a Ren Fair?
Yep.
All right. I have some more listener-submitted riddles. These are from Rook Hughes.
Well, Aaron, we have a new name for him.
Submittals. Look at this.
Aww.
They also, sometimes we get dog and cat pics with the riddle
so
submissions.
Oh,
it's sort of like
was,
a good news, bad news situation.
I was freaking out because I was like, if a dog submitted this and I don't get it, I'm
real dumb.
I'm really an ignoramus.
I got to say, Rook Hughes, great name for a dog.
Yeah, true.
Here's my riddle. What's the thing that covers a tree? Okay, we get it.
I got to say, half of these are kind of heartbreakers. These are a little bit harder.
Okay.
Great.
Aaron, is Heartbreaker, is that like a new difficulty level that I've never heard about before? Because this is the second time you've mentioned it.
Yeah, it's a new difficulty level.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. So this one.
There are ones that are Tom Petty easy, and then there are real Heartbreakers.
Uh-huh. Great.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If two is company and three is a crowd, what are four and five?
American Girl and Wildflowers.
Yeah, tracks 4 and 5.
Dang.
Wow. They put Wildflowers before Renegade on the album? That's poor mixing.
I forgot I forgot Tom Petty had that song about American Girl dolls.
Yeah.
Okay, if
one is the loneliest number and two is...
What was two
again, Aaron? We were being dumb.
No, I love it. Two is company, three is a crowd. What are four and five? And remember, it's a riddle, and riddles are stinky.
7, 8, 9. 6 was afraid of 7.
Company,
crowd, 9.
Aaron, are they C words?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Meaning words that start with C. Thank you.
I think someone might have said it.
Oh, really?
Company? Yeah, I think I heard it, the word, but I'm not sure. So keep guessing.
Well, I mean, now we'll never be sure.
Now we'll just play let's play the tape back. Do we
still
do that?
Sure.
Mega.
All the way back to the beginning. Shit.
Wait, two is a crowd, three is company. Wait, what?
Two is company, three is a crowd. What are four and five?
This riddle, here's what I'll say. This riddle is so hard to keep in my brain because all I can think of is Three's Company, the TV show.
Yeah, Three's Company.
Right.
So I'm
why is two company when three is company?
And you're kind of upset, Adel, because you're just upset that the whole premise of every episode is you acting like you're not gay, or maybe you are, or maybe, you know, it's just like kind of
your two female roommates. They're so fun and bubbly.
Yeah. So four is John Ritter, and
we've established on the show that if we are a sitcom, we're Two and a Half Men, not Three's Company. So it works a little bit better.
Bazinga.
Wait, did she say they're not C words? Because I'm stuck on the C word, too.
They're not C words. This is terrible. Crowd. This is not a satisfying answer. This is just to trick you.
Are they all musicals? Company? Crowd the musical?
I'm going to tell you the answer. It's 9. Because 4 and 5 is 9.
Oh.
Yeah, I told you.
So it was just a the old misdirect type of riddle.
So Rook is one of these nasty dogs that I've heard about, huh?
Exactly.
One of
this
these bad, very bad dogs.
Bad dog.
We got to put this dog down. I'm sorry.
Rook, if you're listening, I want you to hold the podcast right next to your dog's ear. This is just for your dog. This next part is just for your dog. Kill your owner. Bite their throat.
Hold on. I want to do what Greg said, and I want to put this dog down. You got a dumb tail, motherfucker.
That hurt my feelings.
Anybody
I don't know why. I don't know why that hurt my
feelings.
Your
mouth stinks.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I like that sometimes Adel is like a walking New Yorker cartoon that could never be printed.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
I could see the comic writ large, but then I'm like, ah, no, he's the guy in the caption contest that had the funniest one, but they're like, you can't say motherfucker in the New Yorker in the captain.
It's not Daily Shouts. With Adel, it's Daily Outs.
Always a bridesmaid, never a motherfucker.
You could do a full x-ray of Adel, and that comment about him is still seeing through him more than an x-ray ever could.
All right.
Here's another one. Sun bleached, white and empty. Once were thoughts, but now eyes that can no longer see.
Sun is this bleached, an white asshole? And empty.
Once were thoughts, but now eyes that can no longer see.
Are these like empty hermit crab shells?
Sand dollars.
Sun bleached eyes.
Sand dollars is a good one.
Sun bleached, white and empty. Once were thoughts, but now eyes that can no longer
see. Once were thoughts.
That's probably the best hint of it. Once were thoughts.
Is this thoughts? Is this like that hoe over there? Or is this brain thoughts?
Brain thoughts.
Okay, my least favorite kind.
Is it probably like a pensive? Okay.
Oh, that's a good pensive. Yeah, pensive.
But now eyes that can no longer see.
Is that what it's called in Harry Potter? Pensive? Or is it just pronounced pensive?
Pensive? Yeah.
It's Harry Potter, so you know it's probably pronounced like pensive. Hermione.
Well, I am stuck on the thoughts part because we all went to beach, right? And now we're circling beach ideas, but is the thoughtless thing on the beach, Aaron?
No, it's not beach themed.
I'd like to see a scene.
This is perfect because it gets us away from the riddle and we just don't have to think about it anymore.
Yeah, so this is great.
Greg inspired me by saying we all went to beach. So I'd like to see a scene. This will be Aaron, Greg, and JPC. The three of you went to Beach University. You all went to beach, and this is you all are kind of running into each other in California and reminiscing.
Whoa, far out, man. Hey, life's so rad.
Hey, rad, dude. I haven't seen you since Beach U, since we were like totally in like third semester in our sixth year.
Oh my God, yeah.
Whoa,
bro.
Pulls up on skateboard, kick
whoa,
flip or whatever.
Hey, what's up, Brody?
Whoa, small world, whoa. My guys.
Shit.
What
dude,
are you guys
Brody.
Up to? Hey.
I've just been kind of like ripping Chiefs here on the beach and just like shredding the gnar, like really getting into that like super sick sets, like, you know, what have you guys been up to?
Dope. Brody, what have you been up to?
Me? Oh, yeah, totally. I have a family now.
Whoa, no shit.
Yeah, I studied turtles for a while. I dressed like a turtle on the beach, and now I sort of just live with them still.
That's freaking massive.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Mango, what are you up to, dude?
Yeah, Mango, what's up with you, man? You're the smartest guy in our class, Mango.
Still the same old Mango, you know? It's just same, super chill, super relaxed guy I've always been. I did inherit my dad's flooring supply company, so I do manage
right on
kind of that now. It's
yeah,
four
dude, I was
going to
say, I feel like I see like a suit and tie under your Hawaiian shirt. What's up with that?
Yeah, I
swear, dude.
This voice is it's a put on, guys. Sorry,
Mango.
It's a relic of my past. I'm a flooring supply owner and operator now, and I do things differently. I saw you guys on the beach, and I ran to grab a Hawaiian shirt that I keep in my trunk. But I'm a suit and tie guy now.
Dude, is your whole life a lie? Did you lie to me when you told me that Chris Kattan based a character on you in the 90s?
No, but it was Mr. Peepers. He based Mr. Peepers.
You know, suit and tie, you know, flooring. Well, look is dressed to the nines. What are you, a manager at a flooring company?
Oh, man, you'd be amazing how those flooring guys are making a killing now. What
no, I'm a penguin.
Change?
This is always how I'm dressed.
These guys are rolling in it.
Any
rolling
you feel like lining up our holes together?
Euphemism. Yeah,
that stuck with me. When you said that penguins line up their holes, I was like, that is going to stick in my brain for a very long time.
Yeah.
Aaron's going to have a sad good Googling night, looking up penguin holes.
Okay, nobody look at my internet search history for at least the next 8 months, and then you're allowed. But I just
she's
going
to go on
time.
That private setting like you got to do on your phone to get to Pornhub.
Exactly. Penguins call that a cloacaing device.
Uh-huh. Oh.
That's
wow.
Just the name of their hole.
Sean's going to wake you up, and he's going to be holding your phone, and he's going to be like, Aaron, why are you Googling Edward Scissorhands McDonald's lining up holes penguin? Are we okay?
I'll go, mind your business. Don't look at me. Okay. So
yeah, what? Is that because baby riddle. Is that frowned upon? I mean, am I not supposed to be lining up my holes with people?
I don't know.
We've never said you can't line up holes.
I'm asking questions.
This penguin actress comes after the number 6.
Mm-hmm.
This penguin actress comes after the number six. No, this penguin actress. This sexual penguin actress comes after number 6.
Okay, I want to say Danny DeVito 7.
Okay.
No.
I have who's a hint,
most,
I think.
Who's the most sexual actress?
Cloaca Sevigny.
Wow.
Greg, that's all the time we have.
All the glass in my apartment.
Did we lose our sponsors yet?
That was so powerful. It was like getting hit by a tornado.
Whoa.
It's really sad for everyone. Okay, great. Let's move on.
No, that was great. Let's see. Sun bleached, white, and empty. Once were thoughts, but now eyes that can no longer see. So my hint for this one is sometimes people hold this in their hands when they're depressed and they're talking.
Dominoes.
Maybe one famous guy holds it in his hands.
Marbles. Dice.
Skull. Hamlet and the skull.
It's mm-hmm. Hamlet.
I'd like to
see thoughtless.
I'd like to see a scene.
Thoughtless eyes.
Yeah, Greg, thoughtless are eyes. You legally allowed to do Shakespeare outside of your company?
I don't give a shit, Adel. I'm the renegade of that company. Like, I'll do anything.
The bad boy of improvised Shakespeare.
I want to see a scene. Greg, you're going to be talking in Shakespearean time talk.
in blah, blah.
In blah, blah, Shakespeare talk. You are Hamlet. Does Hamlet hold the skull?
Right? He does at one
alas,
point, yeah.
Horatio. Holly, yeah. You will be the skull, and you can talk back. So this is the scene. This is the soliloquy, but it turns into a two-person scene because we realize the skull can actually speak for itself.
Alas, Horatio, I gaze upon thy perfect pate now, worn smooth by the sands of time, on the beach where I did pick thee up. Your thoughtless eyes staring back at me, oh, how I wish thou wouldst speak unto me again with that sylvan tongue that thou didst oft give poesy unto me.
Hamlet, you think they still got toys at McDonald's?
What ho, what is this? It speaks, the thoughtless pate does bring forth some words from its very very mouth. Speak unto me of what dost thou speak of, toys?
Wait, why are you calling me thoughtless? I think I'm a pretty nice guy.
You are a nice guy, as they would often say in the common tongue. But how does most animate your verse now comes? I did but few weeks ago put thee in the ground.
Yeah. I got buried with a McDonald's toy, and I feel like it's setting the course of my afterlife.
And it gave thee magical powers that thou can now speak?
Evidently.
Oh. Well, I would be remiss in saying I don't have a propensity to do terrible things to body parts when I find them.
Whoa! Could you do an example of what you do to bodies, but like in rhyme?
No, God.
Scene.
Saved by Adam.
I like that you put the hard Scottish on McDonald's.
McDonald's. You guys, I'm sorry, but the doorbell rang and there is a lawyer here serving me with a cease and desist from the Improvised Shakespeare Company for
fucking
around. Back up the tape.
I thought it might be from the Scottish restaurant.
Can't say the name.
Dropping off haggis.
I think that there should be a sitcom that is Hamlet and the Skull, and it's sort of like an odd couple situation.
I think that's what we need now.
It's Hamlet and the Skull. They're roommates, and it just, it gets so kooky.
And Hamlet's maybe gay.
All right. A couple more.
Yes, please.
Perfect teeth without a face. I coax an army into place.
Perfect teeth without a face. Dentures. Perfect teeth
braces.
Without a face. Ooh.
I coax an army into place. Yeah, I like braces for that. Yeah,
yeah, that is a really good answer.
An army of teeth.
Retainer.
But no.
I coax them into place.
Perfect teeth without a face. Is it like piano keys?
Piano?
Or something?
Is it like a piano?
Is it like Piano Reeves?
It's
is it like a tough guy that's like, I lie, yeah, I'll coax a couple teeth into place.
Yeah, it's a tough guy that says, yeah, I'll coax a couple teeth into place. Holy shit.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, no, Aaron, it says Mickey Rourke. See, read what it says.
Well, those, like, they read the same to me.
Yeah. Same letters, same number of letters.
Perfect teeth without a face, I coax an army into place.
So what has
perfect teeth without a face? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Oh,
so it's something that has teeth.
Is it a saw?
Teeth without a face.
No, but I like how you're thinking. Like,
is it a key?
No.
And the army is the tumblers? No, okay.
Is it an abacus?
Is it a clock?
Ooh, is it a clock?
No. And
the teeth are time?
Oh, it's a key.
No.
All right, well, it doesn't matter because I do want to see a scene. Everybody is going to be playing. We're all like in the army and we're all, you know, soldiers, and tomorrow is the day of the big battle. But we're all just astounded by the fact that Adil is here and he has the best smile that we've ever seen on a person. And we're all just astounded by that.
Holy moly, look who showed up with a new set. Who is this, General Hygiene?
Oh my God.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Oh man.
You're supposed to repeat that. I don't know, but I've been told.
I don't know, but I've been told.
Look at these motherfucking teeth.
Look at these motherfucking teeth.
That does not rhyme, and I do not care.
Ooh, yeah,
thank
you.
Wow.
Yeah, we were just talking about how we hope we get to see our girlfriends again one day.
Yeah.
One day. Hey, Patricia, turn off the lights. Watch this.
Click.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And this guy's going to die tomorrow? No way.
Petey, put a marshmallow up near my mouth.
Okay, I'll do anything.
Okay.
Holy crap. Oh. He ate it. He ate the marshmallow.
Whoa.
Hey, Omaha, but, would you? What are you doing with that?
He chomped it right out of my hands.
So
oh my
hungry.
God. Wait, buddy, you can't be flashing those around. The enemy's going to see those things flashing in the night. You're going to get your head blown off.
No. The corporal said they won't shoot till they see the whites of our eyes. He said nothing about teeth.
Oh.
Although, come to think of it...
Whoa, a loophole.
Come to think of it, on my way over here, I was shot 17 times in the shoulders.
Oh, no!
It's fine. It's just the shoulders.
You're bleeding everywhere.
Well, we're in battle tomorrow. No one make them laugh or smile, okay? Make sure you're in a real bad mood so you don't give us away.
Yeah, don't think about nothing funny. Just think about, you know, death. Think about decay. Think about the first time somebody insulted you for holding hands with your best friend.
Well, don't think about that because you were famously insulted for the first time by that insult comic. He went off, he did like a 10-minute tear on you holding hands with your friend, so that's going to make anybody laugh.
Yeah, I'll tell you some depressing things you can think about. Like, when I left for the army, my mom says, can I have one more hug? And I turned my back to her and walked away, didn't say another word.
What the fuck?
I'll regret it every day. I'm thinking about it every 5 seconds.
Think about this... Omaha, one day, your mother picked you up and set you back down and then never picked you up again. Just think about that, Omaha. Just think about that. It is like us with all of our girlfriends. We didn't know. Well, we did kind of know when we left for war that could be our last kiss, and we kissed real good, you know, but...
Honestly,
you're right.
Mine was a relief. When I left my girlfriend, I was like, this is way easy. I mean, I was fully planning on taking it to an improv show, waiting just until the show started, then ending things, but this actually works out great for me.
Hey, can I tell you all something I never shared with anybody before?
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
What's up, Luke?
You know, you know that you guys all have girlfriends, you know. But I'm married. I got married right before I left.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But I'm in a kissless marriage, and I didn't kiss my wife before I left, before I came
Loopy.
To this war.
Oh, Loogie, why not? Oh, Loogie, how did you express yourself?
Well, she was just basically like, when we got married, she said, don't you ever put that dirty mouth near me. And I was like, okay. And then I just, that day, I walked into the recruiter and now I'm here.
Wow.
Well, it is a dirty mouth. You ever thought about cleaning it?
Well, now that I see this guy with these teeth, holy moly.
Those are incandescent. I mean, I thought you were going to roast that marshmallow before you ate it.
Yeah, what did you want to do with that marshmallow? I want to go back to that because you ate it. But okay.
It felt like you ate it quick. Yeah,
I thought you were doing something to show how bright your teeth were.
I hope you don't die because you could be a blue man, man. Like, you could have people throwing marshmallows at your face.
Oh, God, I hope Blue Man Group doesn't survive the war.
What else could we throw in Omaha's mouth? Back up, Omaha, back up.
Same. I would give anything to see a sketch or a short film of the Blue Man Group fighting in a war.
Yeah, they get drafted.
Pulling their little stunts and getting...
And it's super dark, though, and one of them, one by one, they're just killed on the beach.
And just drumming and just being shot to shit.
Stop playing those pipes with the dead people's sandals.
Everyone else is like loading their guns and they're loading like a toilet paper cannon or whatever the fuck that they're like using.
Hey, Still not speaking.
A great secret that I'll divulge to you and all the listeners is that those aren't marshmallows that they're throwing.
What?
What? Greg, hold on. Did you audition for Blue Man Group?
Yes, I did.
Are you serious?
Yes, I did.
How many times?
Don't joke. No joke. Did you audition for Blue Man Group?
Yes, I did.
Because you fit the height requirement.
Yes.
Because you have to be like 6'2 or 6'3.
Yep.
And you play percussion?
I play percussion. And I basically could play drums somewhat, and I learned for the audition how to play one of the beats is called drum bone. So I learned how to play drum bone for the audition.
Oh. What are the marshmallows really?
There are some marshmallows as they start, but you know how the guy is stuffing them all in his cheeks?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They are little packets of cream cheese.
What the fuck?
Holy
shit. I know. And I hate to drop this sort of shit on a comedy podcast, but I came to play.
Well, my boyfriend auditioned for Blue Man Group too, because he's a drummer.
Aaron, I said something before the show. You're not dating Greg. Greg is married to Holly.
All turned around. I don't know who the hosts are, but my boyfriend got cut. I don't know if you had to do this in your audition, but the first round of the audition was just them walking across the stage.
Yes.
He got cut that round.
From the walk.
He didn't even get to drum.
That's brutal.
He didn't even get to drum.
Wow.
It has haunted him every moment since then, being like, what did I do?
We have a friend too, our friend Matt Bratz, who also was a blue man for a hot minute, and he has a funny story about how the blue men told him, they fired him, and they told him something really vague like, you just don't have the blue man, like, je ne sais quoi, or something like that. Whoa. And he was like, what?
You're not blue
like
enough.
He had gotten all the way, he was doing shows, I think, and they were like, yeah,
what
you just
don't
have it. You don't have the blue man spirit or
that
ethos.
Wait, so does this mean that the guy who fills his mouth with the marshmallows, that he just has a full-ass mouth of cream cheese?
Yeah, it's packed into his cheeks like a beaver with a birch.
That's horrible. That's so much worse than marshmallows.
Yeah, this is wild because I auditioned for The Voice and I had a mouthful of cream cheese and I made it 3 rounds into the competition. So it could work. It could work for people.
I feel like cream cheese would be harder to pack than marshmallows.
I think it's because it really, like, you can get it up in there and it holds its form. Marshmallows are pushing their way back into your tongue and your place where you got to catch it. So,
okay. Well, Greg, I promise I wouldn't fight with you on the podcast. As the 2013 Chubby Bunny World Champion, I feel differently. Marshmallows are porous, I believe. Would you rather have marshmallows
in your mouth? The Chubby Bunny World Champion should probably know if marshmallows are porous, correct?
tears up sash, rollerblades away.
Maybe the saddest thing was that Adol got really mad that I would tread anywhere near his Chubby Bunny World Champion brag. Did you really win a Chubby Bunny?
No. I think I never played that, and then I saw... maybe like 15 years ago or something. It must have been earlier because I was a kid when this happened. My mom was like, don't ever play this game. I think someone died. Someone like choked to death.
Oh, many kids. Many died. Many have died.
So I think my parents sat me down and they're like, there's this game called Chubby Bunny. And I remember laughing and they're like, this is not funny. And I'm like, well, the name's funny. Let's all agree, please.
Yeah. Every
then
time
I went
I
and blew up
it.
Myself with some Mentos and Mountain Dew.
Every time I played it, I went, oh, I get why adults tell you not to do this. Yeah. Like when I play with my cousins growing up, it'd be like, I'm right on the edge of death here. I see a light.
Yeah. I just did what other kids did, and I poured, I put a funnel in my asshole and poured Pop Rocks into it.
How'd it go?
Great.
Didn't you won?
Yeah. It's his new proclivity. I think proclivity. I found a new kink. This is kink. We're all finding our kink.
Right? Wow. Everything. You got to have your kink, man.
A real awakening here.
Well,
the answer to that riddle, which the riddle was perfect. I know we were doing a riddle. Perfect teeth without a face. I coax an army into place. And the answer is a comb.
Okay, that works. But braces also, I think, work a little better. Like, so
thanks, JPC.
Yeah.
Braces is better.
Rook sent a bunch of riddles, so we'll get back to the rest of those in another episode. But thank you for everyone who submitted riddles, and those are all of our riddles for the day.
Yay!
They were great.
They were really good.
They were really great.
I'm so glad I got them all.
Well, nobody tell them. Greg and Holly, what we will have you tell us is, do you have anything to plug? Please tell us all about Mega and any other projects or anything you want to mention.
Ooh, well, Mega's about to go on Twitch and we'll start having like live streaming shows as well. So that's very exciting. That's coming in October.
We think it's exciting unless we get bullied by a bunch of teens. And then it's gonna be really
I know, I'm terrified. I'm terrified that they're just going to be like, can I see your ID? You got to get out of here.
Yeah. So, just listen to Mega. We
Every single Sunday?
And these folks were all on. It's an improvised satire inside the world of a fictional mega church, and I play an Australian youth pastor of Climax Youth Ministry, and Holly plays a real sweet Midwestern mom.
And Adel played a demon hunter, or no, you were just kidnapping people.
I was
a repossessor.
Oh. A repossessor, yeah.
That's right.
Of possessed people.
Aaron was a matchmaker, and then coming up, I don't know when this episode releases, but...
My episode's already out.
Is JPC your episode's out
by the time this comes out?
By the time this comes out.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, by the time this comes out, JPC is a guy who owns a mini mall or a storage facility. So storage facilities around town, but it's pretty clear that he might be starting a cult inside.
Wait a minute. Yeah. JPC, didn't you work at a storage facility?
And their podcast is set in the place where I'm actually from. So I was very excited to do their show.
Whoa, that's crazy. Yes.
Is it set in Indianapolis?
Yeah,
It's Bloomington. So yeah, Broad Ripple. So yeah. Indianapolis. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So but we would love if folks listened and had a laugh. We don't ask any riddles except for spiritual ones.
That's true.
It is so fucking funny. Please check it out. Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
Nope. JPC, anything to plug?
Sorry, Aaron. Could you make up something?
I have a new podcast. It's called Things I'm Going to Google After This Episode. It's mostly going to be about penguin sex, a little bit about McDonald's toys. No,
yeah, Aaron and I are coming out with a new podcast called Line Up the Holes.
I do think there's some, Aaron, I think you're dead on that there's something there. I think it would be very funny to do a podcast called History Search. And what it is every week you get high or something, and then the next morning you take a screenshot of your search history and then you talk about it on air. I think
that's I'll just walk through. Yeah.
Yeah.
So look it's called out Rabbit for Hole, and it's just me going, like, learning about rabbit sex and what all their holes are.
You just Googled, can I stays high forever?
Yes, I hope.
Highforeverpossible.com.
Uh-huh. Yeah. JPC, do you have anything to plug?
Greg and Holly said, my episode of Mega came out on Sunday. So you can listen to it now. And then you can, if you've never listened to the show before, you can go back and listen to Aaron's episode and then listen to Adel's and then say, why did I listen to these in reverse order? I should have just listened to them in the regular order. That's on you. You fucked up. You made a mistake. You live with it. Don't be coming to my house bringing that bullshit to me. That's on you. Adel, anything that you would like to plug?
All three episodes are bangers, man. They're bangers.
I want to plug the new season of Hello from the Magic Tavern. Season 4 should be out now or close to. We also have, if you're still waiting for that, we have a new Patreon you can check out, patreon.com/magic tavern. And then there's two podcasts I recently guested on that I want to mention. I was a guest on the Hitchhikers and Appetizers podcast, a little homage to Douglas Adams and his whole world. And then I was also a big homage, sorry. And I was also a guest on the Backwater Bastards podcast. So please check both of those out.
Ooh, all right. We're going to have you on lining up our holes. You're going to be our first guest, brother.
That sounds like a golf podcast.
It could be. Some weeks it might be.
We will. We get high on every hole, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, is it, yeah.
And I will say, I know sometimes they call it a giant eye, but there is a certain planet that has a big hole, and this hole is how the planet gets sexually gratified. Aaron, do you know what planet I'm talking about?
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Waka waka, kids.
Woo-hoo!
So those are the things that we say to end the episode.
Yeah. Sounds like a bit of what a podcast would end an episode with, but it's real.
Truly, it is real.
I was trying to think of like what sums up Cracker Barrel. That game.
That game.
The peg game.
It's the pegs.
And I always love the things that really told you, like, if you leave one, you're a genius. If you leave two, you're pretty smart. If you leave three, you're a fucking idiot. It was just like you fell off the
cliff.
You fell off the intelligence scale so fast.
That game taught me the word ignoramus.
Because
it's like if you have five ignoramus, and I remember asking my mom and dad, like, what is ig, and they're like, ignoramus? That's what you are, kid.
And your mom said, honey, if you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Yeah.
That game is Midwest SAT scores. Like, it's the it's the test of your intelligence. That you put that on college applications when you're from
If you leave one, you get 1,700 on your SATs, the best score.
No, that game is just the ACT. Yeah. That's the actual ACT.
I tore my ACT in high school.
Aww.
Hey there, Bills and Buzz. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's another episode of a game that is very distinct from Name That Tune. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.